This is Diana Stinn.
And Jill Mann.
Welcome to our 24th
Squawkcast.
Okay, I messed it up this time. But welcome to the Squawkcast. How are you today?
I'm suddenly very much better because you messed it up this time and I do.
You know, for such a simple opening, it's occasionally challenging.
And you know, I think some of it is because you're thinking, don't say that. And of course, that's what you say.
White elephant. White elephant. Hey, listen, this week is going to be short and sweet and sort of on our regular kind of schedule. So we're going to start out with a little bit of wing feather, talk about some nest news, what's hatching, a few of those kinds of things that have come up over the last little bit. Mm-hmm. So shall we jump right in with a wing feather?
With both feet.
Okay. Which is kind of funny for a wing.
Bird feet.
Anyways, listen, we wanted to say congratulations to a homeschooling family here at Phoenix. Mm-hmm. They managed to make it on the cover of Canada Homeschool.
See, look, isn't it?
Yes. Nice? We've had Teresa out before as a special guest, the editor of Canada's Homeschool magazine. Mm-hmm. But two of our little kidlets are on the front cover, so way to go, you guys. You look fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Absolutely. I would love to go and make that jam with them because I think that's what they're making.
Yeah, it looks yummy. Mm-hmm. So that is something interesting. And we'd also like to say thank you very much to Jen.
Oh,
Jen who? What's her last name? I can never say her last
goodness.
Name.
Oh, my goodness. Higgledy?
Yeah, that's it.
And you got it. Did I do it right?
Okay. I think so.
She is one of my monkeys, and she's also one of our instructors here. She teaches a lot of our fine arts classes. And I think she has been shaking her family tree rather vigorously because she has managed to get some firefighter jackets that you saw during Heroes and Villains donated. She also shook the family tree and got some old nurses' supplies, those lovely cold-looking porcelain pots, which I really wouldn't want, bedpans, and things like that.
And a bunch of stuff for China, too, I understand.
Oh, a bunch of stuff for China. She just keeps coming in, and they're beautiful. So,
right. I know the kids today in the class that I taught today that was about calligraphy, we looked at some of the things that she had brought in, and just the brushes and the paint kits, and it was fabulous. So it really made a great extension on what we were doing today. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much, Jen. We appreciate and love you.
Keep up the good tree shaking.
There you go. So our nest news is talking about our building, some of the things that are going on here at the Phoenix Nest,
because there is always something going on here, either an upgrade or a repair.
Absolutely.
And in this case, it's an upgrade.
Exactly. So we are in the process of getting some new carpet in the O meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and thank you to Mr. O'Gorman, who sponsored that room. That's why it's the O meeting room. If you'd like to sponsor our room, we would love to name something after you.
Get new carpet.
Yeah, and get new carpet. So the room sponsorship basically costs $2,000, and that names the room after, well, whatever you would like it to be called for roughly 5 years. Mm-hmm. That furnishes it, upgrades it, paints it, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested, we would love to take your money. Yes. I mean, we would love to have a room named after you.
And put carpet down.
So that will be fabulous. We are in the process of doing a little bit of shuffling around and trying to make a few changes. So before you burst into a room thinking that's where the music room used to be, do double check at the front desk because we are making some changes and having a little bit of construction coming up.
Mm-hmm. But I am against moving pianos.
Hey,
just
listen,
so you know.
We went out yesterday and bought two ginormous Mastercraft carts, which we would like to thank Megan Davidson and Morgan Jackson for putting together.
Yep.
And those are for our instructors. So we now have four beautiful wood-topped carts and one smaller one for a substitute teacher. Then every one of those carts got a brand new TV and DVD player.
Mm-hmm.
And then we attached a laptop.
Yep.
Those laptops are donated to us from Schools for Computers. So
computers thank you. For schools.
Yeah. Did I say Schools for Computers?
Yep.
Oh, hey, maybe they'll toss in some schools.
Hey, I like our building, though.
But anyway, so, and then every one of the teachers has their own TV, DVD unit, and a laptop. So
and their own tools and all of that. So
yeah.
It's hopefully beautiful. There'll be less running about going, where's my scissors?
I know. There's been a bit of pillaging going on lately. Mm-hmm. All right. So the next section here is what's hatching?
China classes. Who knew?
Full. Busy.
And so fun. Oh my goodness. Cruising through there today.
Yep.
Everybody's doing so many things.
So today, two classes that I taught a little math class for Div 1, and it was dumpling divide.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made dumplings out of Play-Doh and learned all about making dumplings. And then we learned how to portion out. So when you go to a Chinese restaurant and you get a large plate of dumplings, you have to make sure that things are fair and equal. And you know, the kids had such a great concept of mm-hmm. what was fair and equal. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because as soon as I said, well, we're going to divide out these dumplings, and they managed to count up the number of people and divide out the dumplings, they could do math. They mm-hmm. could do division.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I handed them a problem that looked like a division problem, they went, we don't know how to do this.
Yeah. Think dumplings.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you also, I understand, caused a little bit of a stir in the building because then there was some dumpling envy going on from some of the other classes of why didn't they get to make dumplings?
Well, because we actually then went into the kitchen mm-hmm. and had some vegetable dumplings mm-hmm. and we had a situation.
Oh,
well,
yes.
There was 10 dumplings in the package and there was only 4 little babies who could eat dumplings. Couple had allergies. Anyways, and so we had to figure out how to deal with the remaining 2 dumplings. So then we started talking about fractions because they very cleverly solved the problem themselves and said, well, it's obvious we divide the dumplings.
Oh, well, so now we're talking fractions. There was a reason why they didn't figure that Jill needed the 2 dumplings.
There you go. You have to be there to be able to, you know, partake. However, that did bring up a little bit of a thing in my mind to mm-hmm. just remind people. If your children have allergies,
yes.
please make sure you remind us about that. Because while the information is in our computer system and so on, you are the primary teacher. So it's your job to remind us that children have allergies. And if they're severe allergies, you're required to stay.
Yes, because, you know, it's a lot. And frankly, even if it's on the computer up front, the instructor out back might not know or remember. So it doesn't hurt to give a little reminder each and every time you drop that little child off to say, remember, we have severe allergies. At that point, the teacher can either go up and pull the report or just quickly get a rundown from you. It never hurts to remind and refresh.
Absolutely.
We see a lot of children through here.
And if you need an EpiPen, if your child needs an EpiPen, please have it.
Yes, on you, and then you stay. Don't go with it.
Absolutely.
But we're not allowed to have it, so you can't hand it to the instructor because we are not allowed to give any medication here.
Exactly. Okay, so the next thing is we are going to have a feast. We're going to have a couple feasts. Tomorrow we are actually having Chinese New Year.
Yum, yum, yum.
So if you're able to join us, it's $5 for lunch. But if you can't join us tomorrow, that's Friday, then make sure you book your calendar for February 22nd. That's when we are having our Chinese feast.
Yeah. Hey, it's Chinese New Year. I plan to eat like a horse.
Oh, boo. Hey, but for our feast, mm-hmm. we are going to be having Access Experience, and his young karate students are going to come in and do a presentation for us.
I am excited. They do a good job. They're very tricky.
Absolutely. And there are some national champions among that group.
So. International.
Ooh, what was I thinking? That's right. International champions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something else that is kind of interesting is we've had a little bit of interest from CTV.
Well, yeah, that was kind of a surprise. They think we're funny.
Well, that is surprising. But they were listening to our podcast. So mm-hmm. thank you, all of you who listen to our podcast on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. It absolutely tickles Jill and I and makes us laugh hysterically that mm-hmm. any of you listen.
Yeah, we just think this is a good excuse for us to come in and laugh.
Totally. And eat cake. Today we're eating carrot cake.
Yes, it's delicious.
Mmm. Mm. Okay, last thing we wanted to remind these guys about is you and I host a group meeting for our grade 10, 11, and 12 students.
We do. They are great.
They are funny.
They are funny. And, you know, they're mutually supportive and, yes, you know, rib each other a little bit now and then. And they, you know, they're getting to be a nice little group.
And it helps.
It does.
So we have seen a tremendous difference in the amount of output, the amount of work, yeah, the amount of progression that, yeah, the kids are making. Mm-hmm. If they're part of the support group,
yep,
and are regularly meeting, talking, sharing, working together on
stuff. They have to look
stuff.
Somebody else in the eye and say, no, I didn't get that done yet.
So, if you have a grade 10, 11, or 12 student that is registered with Phoenix, we would be delighted to have them attend.
Yeah.
So, next Wednesday, this upcoming Wednesday, is our next group meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we were thinking about, not next week, but sometime coming up here in February, taking the kids over to Columbia College.
Yes. I think that would be great because Columbia College offers quite a bit, but they also offer some free workshops, which I didn't realize until I was looking at it this week.
Right. But Columbia College is actually just, I'm pointing right now. Oh, can you see I'm pointing?
Yeah, yeah, she's
pointing out the window.
She's pointing that way. I'm pointing too.
It's not too far down the road.
We could throw a rock at them.
It's basically walking distance. But they offer a security guards course, educational assistance course, a bunch of other things, mm-hmm, that I think the kids should have an opportunity to explore and,
yeah,
see if those are career possibilities for,
mm-hmm,
them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, I think it's great. And, you know, it's just all these little chances to take a look at things.
Absolutely, because you just never know. Mm-hmm. One thing might lead to something else.
And also, we'll be sending more things out about this because I don't actually have them here. I forgot about it. But, you know, there are some open houses. There's the big open,
yep,
house at State coming up in February.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's the skills competition in Edmonton if you're,
mm-hmm,
going to be there. And there's a construction one coming up as well. It might be April or May, but
we'll
send
back
more stuff out because I was pretty excited about all of those. Because,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Okay, so our Beakoff box is the next place that we're at. Just a little bit of a reminder here, people. This is our segment where we complain.
Yeah.
So here it comes.
You know
Get
what?
Ready for it.
Don't make us do more work than we have to.
Yeah,
we're
really.
We're busy. We're tearing up carpet. We're drywalling. We're sanding. We're filling holes. Don't make us do paperwork,
We're teaching,
too.
And we're looking after and homeschooling our kids as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you register for a class, basically we say, listen, we understand we all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have sort of 48 hours to make any changes that you need to make.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, you are registered for a class.
Yeah.
So if in September you registered for the entire year's worth of class, know that you are registered there. You have,
mm-hmm,
taken up a spot. We have looked through and gone, oh, this class has met its minimums, so it's running. We've hired the instructor. We've bought the resources.
We've booked the space.
Yes. And so please don't wander in and say, well, I'm not paying for that because I didn't show up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we had resources and we had a spot.
Yes.
And you had your 48 hours back in September.
And this is no different than anywhere else.
No.
If it was the Glenbow, if it was a class,
exactly,
the continuing education. Your
swimming lessons,
yes,
all those things.
Yes.
Okay? Please help us to help you.
It takes up hours
it
of
does.
Several staff members' time changing the database, updating the accounts,
yep,
all kinds of things. Like, this is not just a click of a button. It's... We watched a couple of our admin staff,
yep,
while away quite a
and
bit of time.
And pull their hair out.
Uh-huh.
And that sweet little Callie, one of our very first graduating students who,
mm-hmm,
works with us 2 days a week,
mm-hmm,
she sat there and literally, I think she has a few bald spots.
I think so. I think so. And, you know, so just it's not just a quick change.
Exactly. So be kind and make sure that when you register, you understand that you have indeed registered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a little update here.
Mm-hmm.
We are hosting a workshop called Power of Introverts.
And it's based on a book.
Yep.
Quiet.
Yep.
By
excellent book.
Susan
Cain.
Thank you. I can,
yep,
remember her last name.
It was scheduled for March 25th, but we're giving you a heads up.
We're changing the date, and it's all Diana's fault. And I'm green with envy.
I'm sorry about this, people, but I'm going to Turkey.
And I don't want to do it by myself because we do things together.
So,
my friend.
We will let you know the new date, but it will be January, February, March, April.
It'll be April. Oh, you guys should see us file. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Okay, G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, L. It's really frustrating when we're in the same room and on different strands of the alphabet to file.
Yep, but the Davidson clan is heading to Turkey for a little bit. We are heading over with an Islamic friendship group. Mm-hmm. So that should be very exciting. During the daytime, we meet with various professional counterparts. Mm-hmm. So I get to see some schools over in Turkey, and my husband gets to see some police stations and the justice system over there. Mm-hmm. And then in the evening, we actually get hosted by a local family.
Oh, this is just going to be so much fun. I cannot wait to hear the report back after.
There you go. But it is an excellent opportunity. We are taking our daughter that we're homeschooling, and this is so much a part of how we have homeschooled over the years.
Yes, yes.
Every opportunity that we have to travel, we love to do so because there is so much out there in the world to see and experience.
Diana, are you taking a stack of textbooks?
Sorry. Yeah, that'd be no.
I had a hard time getting that one out without giggling.
You did. You had to work on that. It kind of sounded a bit forced.
Maybe a little.
No, we're not.
You're going to experience it and live the moment and enjoy the moment.
Absolutely. We are taking some guidebooks.
Oh, yeah.
And don't get me wrong. We have done a lot of work around this trip.
Yes.
So researching, reading, exploring, looking at pictures, looking at things on Pinterest, on
prices for all hotels and flights and all of that stuff beforehand. But what are you going to do while you're there?
I think part of our travel kit is always a notebook, so we will take notes. Mm-hmm. We, of course, will have our eye technology.
Of course, so you can snap a picture right away on your phone.
Yeah. So those kinds of things. We go to every museum. If there's a museum anywhere, we attend museums. Mm-hmm. We always like to, even though our daughter is old now, we always like to pick up the children activity sheets that they have.
Oh, always. You know what? How many times have we put together a small children's class and learned something new from the
That'd routine. Be every day, yes.
they're wonderful.
Absolutely. You know? Mm-hmm. But really, travel is an excellent way mm-hmm. to see the world. Do you remember those t-shirts you used to paint, Jill, that said...
I have one. I slept in one last night as a night shirt. It's getting really ratty. The world is our classroom.
The world is our classroom. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. Mm-hmm. We just recently met a brand new Phoenix family who is preparing to go sailing.
Yes. For how long?
Quite a few years is what the initial plan is.
Yeah.
Having been a sailor and sailed myself, you can plan for these things, but you might find partway through the journey that it's either really not you, mm-hmm. Or you might find it's totally you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is interesting because they took 3 years worth of resources with them. And I tried my best. I tried to convince them they didn't need to take textbooks.
Yep.
But some people feel more comfortable with that sort of thing.
Yep.
To me, I thought a fish reference book was going to be important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Find out whether you can eat that or not.
Maybe seabirds.
Seabirds,
you might
see absolutely.
Places.
And then, of course, you're going to be touching so many cultures.
Yep. I'd get books on the island, you know, like I say, cultures, food, manners, you know, the etiquette.
Yep.
That's so important.
Traditions, celebrations, mm-hmm. all those things. I know some of the very best souvenirs that I brought back from my own sailing trip were actually cookbooks.
Mm-hmm.
And because good tourist cookbooks also tell history mm-hmm. and they talk about why the ingredients were done and the traditional method of preparing them and things like that. So I love the cookbooks I brought back.
Yeah.
It was interesting just prepping for a meeting that's coming up with Network North and South. Mm-hmm. Those are all of the homeschool facilitators in the entire province. Mm-hmm. And we were thinking about and trying to come up with an agenda. And one of the agenda items that I suggested was... cookbooks as textbooks.
Mm.
So here's your skill testing question, Jill, and you listeners.
I hate pop quizzes.
What kinds of things can you do with cookbooks?
Oh my goodness, this is good. We can do chemistry, we can do measurement, we can do multiplication, we can do division, we can do fractions, we can do color choices. What is an attractive palette?
Yep.
You know, because having a beige dinner may be delicious, but it may not exactly be eye appeal.
Visually appealing.
Have
that,
nice
yeah.
curb appeal.
Yeah.
Okay, what else have I missed here? Nutrition, of course.
Absolutely. And again, depending on the yeah. cookbook, one of the cookbooks that we spend a lot of time using, we go out every year and volunteer a week out at Fort Walsh. Mm-hmm. And it is a historical site. It is the site where the Northwest Mounted Police trained and hosted their horses and kept. It was a primary site for the Northwest Mounted Police. Anyways, we go out there and volunteer every year for a week and cook on an old wood stove. Well, the best cookbook ever is Little House on the Prairie Cookbook.
Oh, yeah. It would definitely work for what your needs would be.
And it talks about canning. It mm-hmm. talks about substitutions that they made. It talked mm-hmm. about cooking on wood stove. Talk about all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. It was fascinating. Love that book. And we learn so much through food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, it's engaging.
Yes, you usually have, hunger is the best teacher.
Instigator?
Sauce?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm in for it, though.
There you go. We want to take a moment to thank Alberta Education.
Yeah, that was fairly painless. That's awesome.
Yeah, they came out last week and had a little visit here at the mm-hmm. school. So thank you, John Blevins and Sharon Rhodes. Sharon is a secondee from Rocky View School Division. And it was fabulous to have her out mm-hmm. because at the end of the whole thing, we asked her, so what did you think about Phoenix?
I know. She had very nice things to say.
She absolutely gushed on, and she said basically she thought that Phoenix was the embodiment of inspiring education. Jill is laughing in the background.
She has notes written here, and she's looking at me like, so what do you think? And I'm like, I have no idea. I cannot read your notes.
Yeah,
and when she said
happens.
Embodiment, I'm like, oh, that's what that
Okay, next time we'll use pictures.
Thank you. I really do. I communicate in pictures.
It's the artist in you.
It is.
Anyways, we had a great time. And so thank you very much for your vote of confidence mm-hmm. and the wonderful words that shared there at the end. We absolutely live inspiring education.
We do. Our parents live it, not just our students. Our staff lives it.
Absolutely.
Our staff are engaged.
Yes, they are engaged and committed.
Yeah.
Or should be committed.
Maybe. Perhaps a little. I am working on some new padded walls for the creation studio.
Oh, that'll be exciting. Yeah, because the next creation studio, the theme is India.
I know. I cannot wait. I mean, like, I realize China just opened its doors, but we've already moved on. And, oh, goodness, the design work that's already coming out of the back there.
And then don't miss ancient Egypt. Oh. And that will be where our year-end ceremony is in ancient Egypt. So, Jill, we have got to have some sort of a mummy thing happen on that day where maybe people can take pictures or whatever. I can't wait to send out the little postcard reminder.
Oh,
it says, please join us for Egypt Unwrapped.
Ooh.
And that has
how
a little
provocative.
Partially unwrapped mummy.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it should be good fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite all of you to please come on out and join us.
Maybe we should use that chicken and make a mummy chicken.
Jill and I have, over the years, done Egypt a multitude of times.
Yes.
Our children always love exploring ancient Egypt, but we have mummified a variety of things.
Well, one time we were really broke, and I couldn't quite bring myself to mummify an entire chicken, but we did mummify a wing.
There you go.
The rest was for dinner and lunch.
Always the practical homeschoolers.
Well, I was. And I have to tell you, too, I really wasn't looking forward to kind of all those juices coming out of a whole thing over a period of time. I could deal with a wing. I figured it would be minimal.
Yep.
But, yeah, I got to tell you, the juiciness of that really, no.
So, do we have any final flap for these guys?
No.
Don't look at your papers.
There's no notes there. Our final flap. Oh, I have a final beg.
Okay.
I would like, if anybody has a small Persian carpet, they don't have to be like fancy. They can be weathered and a little bit. So I'd like some little Persian carpets to throw around during India. So on the floors in there. So if anybody has them that are not, completely nasty.
Or completely expensive. Because
don't bring anything expensive.
Oh, but we would absolutely appreciate donations of Indian artifacts. Mm-hmm. The Glenbow Museum kindly donated all of those wonderful cases that you see around our location.
They did.
And we try to fill those with a variety of objects that kids can look at and so on. So if it is something precious, we can find a way to display it and protect it.
Mm-hmm.
But we would love any Indian artifacts you have.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. This time of the year, I know, folks, that the sun has been shining and we're in for a little bit of cold weather. So please take care when you are traveling out and about.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a field trip coming up to the Chinese Cultural Center. So please double check the calendar. You can always go to our Google website. Man, we love Google.
I love Google. Probably 25 times a day at least I hit that area.
The Google?
Did I say the Google?
No, but I hate it when people say the Google.
I don't think I said that.
No, you didn't say that, but we love Google Calendar. Mm-hmm. The school has a Google Calendar, so make sure that you check that out. You can also, if you have a Google Calendar, simply click on the events and they will automatically add to your calendar.
Yeah, it has a little option at the bottom. It says copy to your calendar and you just do.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way Jill and I stay organized.
Oh.
So we're hoping that you will have a lovely organizational day as well. Thanks for listening.
We're done.
We are done. So this is Diana Stitt.
And Jill Mann.
And thanks for listening. Have a wonderful evening.
Absolutely.
Morning?
Yeah.
I don't know. When did they listen to us?
Carrot cake? We hear that people are listening everywhere.
There you go.